Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, we have a long weekend ahead. The markets will not reopen after today until Monday evening, and we think that weather will be a big key when they reopen.
Oh, I'm sure the weather will be a huge key when they reopen, and when they reopen Tuesday, we'll know exactly who's getting rain and how much, because we've been anticipating a storm all week long that's been festering down around Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, and it's still down that way, but we'll be starting to head up this way, and the anticipation is that that's going to turn many fields rather wet during the early to middle part of next week. So that's a big concern, of course, as right now there's the race on to get planting in before the rain returns to the area. And as we take a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, rain is on the way, with widespread rain expected to start in southern portions of the Corn Belt Sunday night and then spread northward on Monday and for the early to middle part of next week. Between now and Sunday night, only some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur. Radar showing a few across the middle of lower Michigan right now, also a few in southern Wisconsin and on into portions of Iowa, especially northwest Iowa into northeastern Nebraska. That's an area where there's some showers and thunderstorms right now, but coverage on those, very small. There could be a few that even pop up on an isolated basis across the central parts of Illinois and Indiana this afternoon. But when you look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole, some models are putting a lot of rain in even over the next couple of days in terms of coverage, and we don't see that. We just see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms, or at least widely scattered showers and thunderstorms through the day on Sunday. A little better chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, but it really appears that widespread problems with wetness will not begin until Sunday night in the Ohio Valley and on Monday farther north. And as we look to next week, we're not expecting continuous rain, but rainfall will be frequent enough to put field work to a stop in many areas, especially across Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. And those are areas where planting is rapidly underway, because those are areas that have been really wet this spring so far, and planting is behind. So the one thing I can say is any crops that are not planted in those states by Sunday evening might have to wait until early June to get in the ground, because the rain next week will probably not end until Wednesday or even Thursday in some of the Ohio Valley locations. There may be some lingering showers into Thursday there. So once we get to Thursday, we're to the 28th of May, and then it takes a few days of dry weather before those fields will be accessible again. So now we're talking early June. So any way you look at it, that's a late planted crop. Technically, anything going into the ground now is considered late. Not seriously late, but it is considered late. So anything that doesn't get in before this rain will definitely be considered late. And next week we're looking at two systems. We're looking at one that's coming up from the south, the one we've been talking about all week long, and that will primarily affect portions of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. There's also another system coming along, a disturbance in the jet stream from the west that will merge with that one in the middle of next week. So that's of concern too. And that one's going to bring some rain to the northern plains, at first primarily South Dakota, but over the weekend, even North Dakota will get in on some of the rain. So for some of the spring wheat belt of the U.S., there will be rain. Another area of concern with the rain, starting tomorrow night, the Delta will start to get into rain, and that could be a several-day event there. So field work in the Mississippi Delta area will also be put on standstill status here for several days because of wet weather. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.